This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Today, Greece put on the table a proposal that embraced its debt obligations but asked European partners for a six-month extension. However, in the last few minutes, Germany said no. I was on the line from Brussels with economist Elena Panaritis, who is advising the Greek government in these negotiations, when the news came from Germany's finance ministry.
Well, that's definitely not good news. We have played very nicely and very collegially down the line, and we have been we followed all the processes. I have to admit, this would be very bad news if it actually happens to be the final decision of the Eurogroup tomorrow. And I don't think they recognize that this new government in Greece, it's not anymore able to do any other. There has no any other rooms to maneuver, basically. This is playing with fire.
The German finance ministry's quote just now, the letter from Athens is not a proposal that leads to a substantial solution. Just before that statement hit the financial wires, I'd been talking with Panaritis about Greece's hopes for a resolution that would avoid a default, keep Greece in the euro, and prevent a wave of global financial uncertainty.
It raises the chances of actually moving forward with the least possible friction, so that we can present a very serious level of reform, structural reforms that have not yet been completed and need to be completed for the development and productive reform of the Greek economy.
One of the big financial companies, you may have seen this, Commerzbank, earlier this week put the chances that Greece would have to leave the euro at 50-50. Is that in line with your thinking?
Well, there have been a lot of bets out there, and there's always a bet like that when negotiations happen. But as the conversations and negotiations went on, it became very clear that there is only one goal for the Greek government, and that goal is to remain in the euro and to keep on with specific changes in the productive model of Greece that will allow for Greece to grow. You see, the last 5 years, David, we have simply not grown at all. And instead, we have reduced our GDP by 25%, reducing very much the ability of the Greek individual. We need to really concentrate on the actual structural reforms that will simplify the way of doing business and make an environment which is rather predictable and will be able to attract a lot of investors.
Economist Elena Panaritis, we caught her in Brussels this morning where she's advising the Greek government in these negotiations. Ms. Panaritis, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.